my friends a few years ago, my wife said, hey, Ari, do you want to go to a wolf sanctuary? I said, what do you mean a wolf sanctuary? You mean like look at them in the cages and stuff? Why don't we just do that at the zoo? She goes, no, go in the cages with the wolf. I'm like, I really enjoy my life. I don't want to die. And then we end up going to this place, and it was really one of the most in touch with nature experiences I've ever had. I'm standing in a wolf cage surrounded by wolves. I'm worried about what's going to happen. And they're like giant dogs. And then just as I'm getting comfortable, all of a sudden one starts howling and then another one starts howling and another one starts howling. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to be dinner. But it was really one of the best experiences I ever had, better than any zoo, better than anything else, because of an organization called Because We Matter. Well, now that organization that rescues animals, including animals that people really shouldn't be owning or own and then realize they can't take care of them, they are now in danger because of some of their neighbors. Joining us now on the KVI studio line is the director, Ashley Carr. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. I wish it was under better circumstances. So you guys have this giant, I don't want to call it a preserve, but you have this sanctuary for animals, and you guys were operating fine. I was having a good time. My wife was having a good time. I'm sure hundreds of other people were having a good time. And now all of a sudden you can't operate?
Yeah. So in January of 2022, we had the county come in and say, hey, 6 years later of doing these tours, we want you to get a special use permit to allow people to come onto your property. Not for owning the animals or anything like that. It's just literally to have people come onto our property by foot or by car. So we applied for these permits that we were told to take 6 years. And here we are 2 years and a few months later, still working on those permits. So we've been shut down since that time, trying to acquire the permits the county is now requiring us to get. But we've been on this property for 22 years. It was only because we did our Airbnb experiences now that they wanted us to get those permits.
So you did these experiences, they didn't have a problem, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, was there something that caused this? Did somebody, God forbid, get eaten by a wolf? No, I know that's not what happened, but what are they all worked up about?
Well, I think the biggest thing that happened is that, unfortunately, the previous president of the organization did get terminated in June of 2020. We went through some stuff with him, and then once he was removed, the county came in after that happened. So we don't know really the correlation of what was what with that. We would actually honestly be okay right now if we wouldn't have had our wealthy neighbor that lives about a mile and a half away join in with three other neighbors. And mind you, we're on Rural Reserve, and all of us are at least 5 to 10 acres apart from each other. But the one that lives a mile and a half away is over 100 acres from me, decided to serve us with a lawsuit saying that our wolves howling is a nuisance, and the traffic that we produce from our tours is also a nuisance, and we need to be shut down, and the animals need to be relocated.
Wait a minute. Let me back up, having been to your location. And just full disclaimer here, I didn't know this was happening with you guys. I found out this was happening to you guys, and I say, wait a minute, that place I had fun at years ago, it's not like I just went last week, guys. I went to this place like 2-3 years ago. So were you there before them and they moved in and didn't realize what they were getting? Is it that kind of situation?
Well, no, we actually moved in at the same time. So this lawsuit's actually coming 22 years later.
Wow. So you've all been there around the same amount of time, and now they say the wolves howling is a problem?
Yeah, and the unfortunate part about it is actually, though, is that when we were doing our first hearing for the permit process, he actually got up on the stand under oath and said, I actually can't hear the wolves howling from my house unless it's a clear night and my window's open, then maybe I can hear them. And the other neighbor actually got up and said the wolves howling actually doesn't bother them.
So what are they mad about then?
Well, I think it's, in my opinion, I would say that it's probably something that has to do with just wanting to get a shutdown in general. It's a really unfortunate thing that we've been seeing of how, you know, being a nonprofit, we have to be legally represented. Mm-hmm. So we have to hire a lawyer to do everything that they throw at us. And let me tell you, I've gotten a lot of stuff thrown at me, lots of discoveries, constant discoveries. I'm actually doing discoveries again right now. It's our third set. And it costs a lot of money to be able to do that. So it's just draining the reserves and possibly putting our organization into bankruptcy.
We're talking with Ashley Carr, who is the director of Because We Matter. You can find their website at becausewematter.org. They have wolves. They have all kinds of fascinating creatures on the property that they take care of. A lot of them are rescue animals because other people couldn't take care of them. I was fascinated when I found that out. Is this all because people watch too much Tiger King and they just want you shut down? They assume you're doing that kind of stuff? Is that what this is all about?
I can't tell you that that is a very big commentary that has been released, that has been placed on us, is that we're just another Tiger King. And it's just so far from the truth.
Ashley, have you ever fed your husband to the wolves?
Not yet.
Okay, then you're fine. I don't think you're the Tiger King then. I'm just making sure. Okay.
No, but we actually, I mean, I've been personally doing this for 25 years myself, but I was told that I don't have enough experience to do what I'm doing and that I don't know what I'm doing. So it was just kind of more of a, like, put the organization down and try to put a bad light on us. Fortunately, we've had over 6,000 people come through our compound who actually seen what we've done and what we do. So we've been very blessed to have those supporters come through and, you know, be able to be those eyewitnesses. Unfortunately, none of those neighbors have actually even been at our facility. We've invited them, but they won't come. So they've never been able to see actually what we do and where the organization is headed and what our desires of our heart are. And that is to rescue animals.
I will say, if they do decide to come, that female wolf who was all by herself when you first walk in, who was eyeballing me the whole time, who was looking at me like I was lunch, I would keep her somewhere else because she might freak them out. In all seriousness, I mean, okay, so I'm a conservative talk radio host. I'm reaching out to you, and I had a great experience at your location. I want to have more great experiences. My wife and I literally discussed taking our kids when they were older because you do have an age limit because of safety stuff. You want the kids to be older so they don't react badly with the wolves. And I want to be able to have that experience with my kids. Have any animal rights groups, have any environmental groups, anything like that, reached out to try and help? Have you reached out to them? Are they helpful? Are they on the other side?
So unfortunately, we've actually had a few of them. After the lawsuit was served to us, I had two or three of them actually start targeting us, whether it be convenience or not. It happened right after we got served the litigation about the wolves howling. A lot of them, unfortunately, a lot of the groups do not believe that people should have interaction with animals, mm-hmm. and they don't believe that that is classified as sanctuary. And so some of them are against what we do. Now, we don't let anyone handle any of our other animals. So our animals that have come in that are not ambassadors through animal control and things like that, that were turnovers, we don't offer any, you know, interactions with those other animals. They are in sanctuary. They're part of our sanctuary. We let them just be who they are. We don't expect them to perform, nor do we even expect the wolf dogs to perform. And I mean, I hope we betrayed that, you know, when you were there, hopefully you saw that they got to do what they want, when they want. And it's just a big respect thing for us when it comes. Now, not all of our wolf dogs are ambassadors. So we have wolf dogs that said, I don't want to do that. I have no desire to be around people. And we 100% respected that boundary with them. But then we have other wolf dogs like Max and Kakoa who are like, oh my gosh, people, I love people.
Oh,
and
Kakoa.
They just want that attention.
Kakoa is my favorite one. I got a picture with Kakoa. We're putting that one up. Yeah, I know exactly. So that female one I saw who was eyeballing me, that's the one that doesn't want to play with everybody else, right? That one?
Well, I'm assuming you're actually talking about Zeus. Zeus is kind of a pretty independent boy, but he's with Lexi.
Uh-huh.
He is my boy. He likes me and me alone. And that's it. And that's okay. We just respect that. I have wolf dogs out here that are not huge fans of me, but they love my staff. And so they're the ones who get to work with them. And I'll still go in there because there's no threat of me being hurt by them, but I'm just not their favorite person. And that's just, we just respect those boundaries with them. But then we have wolf dogs that are like, oh my gosh, people are my favorite thing in all the land, like Luther and Nitro. And they miss being able to do that because they are wolf dogs. They're wolf dog ambassadors. So they're not pure wolves, right? So they do have that dog side in them where it's just like they enjoy that attention and those scratches.
I did think for half a second, should I ask her to bring one of the wolves down here or is that going to freak out everybody around it? Can they even do that? I was thinking about it. I did toy with it for a minute. Ashley, if people want to help you guys out, they can't visit your location right now because you're not allowed to have visitors. How can they help you out?
The biggest way people can help us out is by going to our website. We do have a donation button on there. We also have a business card that has all the ways people can help. Also, all of our handles with Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. We do go live almost every single day so people can see what we're feeding the animals, what we're doing with the animals, and they can go through there and donate. That's kind of the biggest thing that we're needing right now is donations because it costs about $50,000 a month to feed the 100 animals and 56 species I have out here. And we honestly are in our last weeks of possibly shutting down. Like that is where we're at. We are having those meetings of what are we going to do now.
So the website is becausewematter.org, becausewematter.org. Head on over there and see if you can help these guys out, because you want to have this experience for yourself. You want to have this experience for your kids. And you know what? We're taking care of some animals. We want to make sure these animals are taken care of, because God only knows what happens to them afterwards. And I'll tell you something, my friends, if you think they're just going to a zoo, zoos are a dirty, dirty business. Trust me, I know this firsthand. That's enough for another segment. I could tell you all about that. But zoos are a dirty, dirty business, and these animals are safe. They're protected. And when you do this experience, please God, you'll have the opportunity to do so. You see how well they're taken care of by Ashley and her friends. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I just want to throw in so people understand, too, we do so much more. We actually do free educational programs for schools and children's hospitals and things like that. So we are still educating right now, but we are offering those services for free because a lot of schools can't afford it right now. So to keep us alive and to keep us educating, we do need their help. So thank you so much for having me on and allowing us to continue doing what we do, and that's education and rescue.
Well, now I'm calling my kid's school right after this and saying, hey, there's something for you to
Please.
Go to. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.